Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Want to offer you a little preview of the Passion Week coming up, and I hope that you will have a wonderful, blessed season here of remembrance on the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and prepare to come together on Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday, to especially celebrate that resurrection. I want to tell you where I'm going to be, where we're going to be during this forthcoming Passion Week. This Sunday, I'll be, first of all, at Arena Bible Church in Arena, Wisconsin. That's to the west of Madison, and that's a supporting church and one that we've known for a long time, and I'll be there for 2 hours in Sunday school and the morning service preaching about Palm Sunday. Look forward to being back with our friends in Arena. We'll be turning to Luke chapter 19, thinking about this signal day on which Jesus rode into Jerusalem and the importance that it has for us even now. And then in the evening at 6 o'clock, I'll be over in Waukesha, Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee area, celebrating the Passover Seder, providing a demonstration of the Passover for my friends there at Faith Baptist Church. Thanks to Pastor Teasdale for inviting me there on Sunday evening at 6. And then we jump to Thursday, which you may know as Maundy Thursday. And that's the day on which, of course, Christ instituted the Lord's Supper out of the Passover Seder. And I'll be in Wausau at Wausau Bible Church to present another Passover Seder demonstration with our dear friends at Wausau Bible Church. And that will begin at 6:30 p.m. Before that, though, on Thursday at 9 o'clock, you can catch me on the Stand Up for the Truth radio program, which you can find at q90fm.com as it is live, where you'll be able to hear it later also at standupforthetruth.com. And I also have permission that I can post that here on my sermon audio page afterward also. So please listen for that interview. It's my first time being on the Stand Up for the Truth program with David Fiorazzo, and I'm really excited about that. And we're going to spend some time talking about the Passover. I had initially hoped to line up some more events for Passion Week and services that I could be part of, but I believe God providentially kept us from getting too ambitious because many of you may know and be praying for my wife, Lynette. She had an unplanned hernia surgery this past week. She's recovering well at home. Not sure yet if she's going to be with me at these events. She certainly is not going to be at full speed in providing music that she normally would be. So you could keep her in prayer. We'd appreciate that. But I do want to mention that we still have Easter Sunday free. So if you have an opening, perhaps a new need that you would like to inquire about us coming to be there on Easter for me to preach an Easter message or perhaps present the Seder again, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll let you know if it doesn't work. But in the meantime, please feel free to call and see if we can come on Easter Sunday. Well, I hope you have a wonderful, blessed Passion Week. May the Lord be glorified in all these things as we remember his infinite payment on our behalf when he died on the cross in our place for our sins and rose again. We praise the Lord for this and for this coming week ahead. And I pray, dear friend, that his richest blessings will fall on you. Thanks for listening.